It was a disturbing update on the fatalities for Kentucky. Our latest news was bad enough with half a hundred, but now the governor said that there are 66 known deaths in the state of Kentucky, which certainly seems to be the hardest hit of any of the states reporting at this time. We have someone on the line?
Milton, this is Byron Crawford in another studio here. I have Congressman Romano Mazzoli on the line from his home in Washington. He has been listening to your program, and because of telephone technicalities, we couldn't get him passed through directly to you. However, the congressman did wish to let us know that he is trying to keep abreast of the situation. Congressman, go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Milton, if you can hear me, let me commend you and the station on performing this civic function and keeping all of us aware of the extent of this great tragedy. I had just had the opportunity of listening to Governor Ford give you the update on the extent of this tragedy, and of course it's enough to be just appalling. And what really hurts me, being at this distance, everything I grab are snippets and snatches from news from different radio reports, and
are you hearing
the atmospheric conditions tonight are good enough that I could actually hear the show, so we were trying our best to get current information and stumbled on the show and have listened to it virtually the entire evening. And
well, it's very frustrating. Can you hear me?
It's terribly sad.
Milton, excuse me, Congressman. Now, Milton, Congressman Mazzoli is apparently unable to hear you, but if you have questions of the congressman, then we will be able to feed them to him from this studio, and I'll be able to ask the questions. Go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Byron. No, I have had an opportunity. I heard about it early in the evening. One of my friends from home called, and then from that time on, the telephone calls poured in, and then they, of course, we got in touch with the federal officials and got in touch with our colleagues here, Governor Ford, Senator Cook, Congressman Snyder, and Congressman Carter, all of our colleagues who have been affected, and doing our best to institute the federal procedures, which might be of some assistance to us. And it's just a terribly sad thing. As I say, I will be coming in tomorrow morning. I had not anticipated this, and my schedule wasn't calling for the trip in the morning, but I do intend to come in to be of whatever help I can be under these very sad circumstances.
Congressman, I'm sure one question is, what about aid, and what are the possibilities of some expeditious aid here? I suppose that's an arduous task at best.
Well, it is, Byron, but of course we have been in touch with the federal disaster teams, and my understanding was that a team would be dispatched from Atlanta to be in town tonight or perhaps tomorrow morning to be of some assistance. The water problem, which I'm not completely knowledgeable about, but I understood earlier in the evening that the plant out at Frankfort Avenue was affected, and of course if the water pressure declines, and if the water system may become polluted, then we have a public health problem. And of course the public health authorities have been notified. So it's our hope that the federal government can, in view of this extensive and appalling tragedy, be able to institute those procedures which are available to ease the plight of our Kentuckians, of our Louisvillians. And so that's part of my reason in coming home, to be on the scene and try to stay out of the way. I'm going to heed Governor Ford's good advice. I'm not going to be a sightseer, because there are plenty of people who do know what they're doing and who can function better without undue impediments. But at the same time, by being in Louisville, it may be something I can accomplish, and that's why I shall be coming home.
Thank you, Congressman. Milton, it might not sound too well as far as the breaks we might have to do, but do you have any questions of the congressman that I can relay to him?
Well, tell him we appreciate his interest, and of course what the congressman is reflecting is something that anybody in or out of public office suffers at this time who is not here with his family or relatives, and that is a terrible sense of frustration of being unable to check on a family or to be of assistance. Tell him we just got through talking to Governor Ford on the line. I presume he may have heard it. Our information is that a federal team or a federal agent will be here in the state if not tonight, by 6:30 tomorrow morning, along with state aid in that regard, and to tell him that we thank him for his interest and for calling in, and he might give us an idea of what kind of news is coming out about Kentucky in this area, in the nation's capital, in the media there.
Congressman, did you hear Milton's question?
No, I didn't.
Well, his question is, what are you hearing in the nation's capital about the Kentucky-Indiana situation?
Well, let me say that it's a lead story in all the news shows. That's it's sort of a victory that we'd like not to have achieved, but it has made national headlines. We have, in the nation's capital here, we have two all-news stations. One happens to be a CBS affiliate, and one an independent station, and both have been featuring in their round-the-clock news coverage extensive reports on Kentucky. The great problem that I'm having, as you would imagine, is that these reports have not always been verified, and therefore the reports have contradicted one another, and they have been misleading, I believe, and that's why my effort was to try to race across the radio dial, and fortunately the signal that you send out was strong enough to be picked up very clearly, so we have latched onto that to get a very authoritative report of what's happening. But I'm convinced that tomorrow morning the paper will, here in Washington, will have quite a bit of coverage of this, because
Byron,
it has become a national tragedy.
Will you thank the congressman for us, please?
Yes, Milton and I both thank you for calling Congressman Mazzoli, and we both realize the frustration you must feel at not being here.
John, are you still there?
Yeah, Milton.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Milton, I just thought I'd probably say that it was a very gracious thought on George's part to offer this, even though he's in a state of shock.
I would think so. It was my observation that a man who has lost his house and then offers the facilities of his big operation downtown as a most generous thing. That's for people who are in the downtown area and are stuck. This is Kentucky Towers. They've opened their facilities for people in trouble at 5th and Walnut. Thank you,
right.
John, and if the Underhills are
okay,
listening, many thanks, and thank you for calling.
Okay.
That gives us some area. That's an idea. That's off Blankenbaker, Glenn. And he estimates that some 50 houses were substantially damaged, if not substantially destroyed in that area.
Quite likely. I have a couple of additional points of information, Milt. The telephone company is again asking that you not make telephone calls because of jammed circuits. They're still having some difficulty, and we, of course, are experiencing that in trying to get information from some of the outlying areas. We have been able to be in touch with some of the engineers up at Crescent Hill at the water company. Their information is not good. This is what one of them told us.
We still have no power, no electricity here at the filter plant, or pumping station. Yeah. LGE is working on it. Looks like it'll be daylight. This was the last estimate before we would have power. Like I said, this was just an estimate, and it's no guarantee or anything. So I really don't have much else to say, except that we're going to be running out of water very shortly.
Is the supply almost gone?
Yes, it is.
What do you estimate on time?
Probably sometime in the morning at the current rate.
Well, that was one of the engineers at Crescent Hill at the water company to review that situation. The tornado went apparently directly over the reservoir, Milt, and knocked out the power to the pumping plant. So all the water that we had was what was on hand at the time this occurred late this afternoon. Now, the usage of the water that was available then apparently has been considerable. The supply is getting very low, and you are urged not to use water, to please conserve it for those uses which may be classified as emergencies.
Repeating once again the emergency bulletin. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for the Kentucky counties of Breckinridge and Meade and the Indiana counties of Harrison, Floyd, and Clark until 1 o'clock this morning. That's another 45 minutes, it being now 12:15. A severe thunderstorm has been observed by radar and confirmed by the Kentucky State Police at Hardinsburg shortly before midnight. This storm will be moving northeastward through the above-mentioned counties during the next hour. If threatening conditions are sighted, be prepared to move to a place of safety. To report large hail or damaging winds, place an emergency call to the nearest law enforcement agency. Now, in case some of you have a question in your mind about a possible discrepancy in what we're saying and what we're doing, I want to make one thing clear. The phone company is true, and we have forwarded this message and asked you not to use your phone unless it's a rare emergency. On the other hand, we have been soliciting your calls, but I want to say with a stricture that it would be important news or newsworthy and would be helpful to the situation. We are not trying to run a popularity phone call contest here, but merely to give as much information out as possible, and I know you will understand that and that the phone company understands the situation, too. Hello, Metz here.
Hello, this is Brent Blue. I was out at the Second Presbyterian Church out by Rolling Hill Subdivision out there. I'm a medical student working out there. And just to let you know what we had out there, we just had 5 injuries. There weren't many out there. But as far as the destruction of the tornado, the whole subdivision that is north of Brownsville Road, at that area, the Rolling Hill Subdivision was almost completely destroyed. And the tornado went northeast from that point out through Indian Hills and then back on into town. It had come from across the Crescent Hill Golf Course, across the water tower. We went in on the general with an emergency vehicle, and the area around the waterworks is really destroyed. You wonder why the water tower is still in the air. A railroad car had been thrown from the tracks across Frankfort Avenue at that point, and Pennsylvania and Hillcrest are pretty well destroyed. It went on down to, I'm working in reverse order, it went on down to Grinstead, and that area is pretty well destroyed. The trees by the Baptist Seminary on the Grinstead Road side are all upturned, and the houses over near Cochran Hill that were on top of the hill are completely demolished. We were in Cherokee Park, and the area near the golf course pro shop was fairly completely upturned. The trees, we couldn't, in a drive vehicle, we couldn't get through on the park ground because there wasn't any way to get through. We had a backtrack because there were so many trees down. And then on into the Bardstown Road area, the area that's south of Eastern Parkway and Bardstown Road on Bardstown Road received a good deal of damage from that.
Did you see Pennsylvania Avenue?
Pennsylvania Avenue was impassable from both the Brownsville Road area and the Frankfort Avenue side. Pennsylvania from the Frankfort Avenue side was demolished as far as you could see. It was getting dark at that point. We couldn't see very far back in. But we drove on the road that goes by the Crescent Hill swimming pool and next to the reservoir, and it obviously went right over the reservoir because the steps that lead up to the side of the reservoir, the concrete steps, were completely destroyed. And they were flat on the ground. So, I mean, you know, they've been ripped up and torn
Hello?
Up quite a bit. And,
Hello?
Just a minute, ma'am.
I have an emergency
yeah.
call for 585-2385 from Spike Russell, long distance. You want to give your line up?
No, hold it just a minute, please.
It was quite torn up. But at that point, Brownsville Road had been cleared all the way down to General Hospital. They cleared around the trees. Frankfort Avenue is fairly impassable, not because of trees, because there's so much work going on there. They have they must have 25 trucks in the area that are working on lines and so on.
All right. Now, where is your aid station?
The aid station is at the Second Presbyterian Church, and there's also an aid station at the Broadway Baptist Church, which is just past Chenoweth Lane on U.S. 42. It's on the right.
Right. Many thanks to you. I appreciate it very much.
Right.
How good of you to call.
Goodbye.
All right. Is that operator still on the line? Hello?
Hello, this is Specialist Ivan. I'm speaking for Kentucky National Guard.
All right.
We just called in a little earlier about the batteries are being called up.
Right.
And we just got a bulletin that 2 more batteries are being called up. See, here they are. They're A battery, 5th tab, 138th. They report in full field equipment at 5:30 at the Butchel Armory.
All right.
C battery, 5th tab, 138th, is a report to the Fairgrounds Armory at 5:30 in full field equipment. And that is to add with the other units that were called up. And they told me to also tell you that the units that were being called up to also come in with full field equipment.
All right. Will you make that reporting time and place once again, Sergeant?
Okay. The A battery is to report at Butchel Armory at 5:30 in full field equipment. C battery at 5:30 at the Fairgrounds Armory in full field equipment.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Glenn?
I don't recall whether the governor stated it or not, Mill, but we have been declared a disaster area by Governor Ford. Preliminary move toward getting federal aid into the area, 66 confirmed deaths. Now, for those of you in the Frankfort area, we have been advised that radio station WFKY has been able to return to the air. For those of you in the immediate Frankfort area, I'm sure that they're going to be able to do a much better job of getting the specific information of what's going on within the immediate Frankfort area than we are being able to because of our communication problems between Frankfort and Louisville. So they are back on the air to coordinate emergency assistance for the Frankfort area. Radio station WFKY there.
Glenn, do you know or could you find out if volunteers are needed?
Well, where? That is the problem. We get into saying yes, in certain areas they are, and in certain areas they are not. Our latest communication in Frankfort said that they are indeed needed. And those numbers that, do you still have that handy, that number that we had for Frankfort?
Yes, this was mostly for drugs and physicians. This was 564-6790. I'm thinking about this metropolitan area.
The last time I talked with Civil Defense, the County Works Director, Scott Gregory, at that time was suggesting that anyone who wanted to do labor-type work and helping clean up this material should report to the County Police A district. I don't recall off the top of my head where that is located.
Tonight or tomorrow? Tomorrow, I presume.
Tomorrow, right. To the County Police A district. Now, that is not centralized headquarters downtown. We were told that at one point that they did have sufficient help as far as the volunteers are concerned. So let me check into that and get back to you on that specific thing.
All right. There are other states that are in Straits as well, and with a report on our neighbors in Ohio, here's Jack Fox.
Well, and I know you've had some calls about Dayton and Xenia and some places like that. The story just came across the wire. In Xenia, Ohio, authorities report 21 dead, half the city destroyed, while Cincinnati officials report 5 persons killed, 3 square blocks leveled. I'm told from earlier reports these 3 square blocks in Cincinnati are called Sailor Park, I understand. It's across from Bromley and Ludlow in Kentucky.
It's immediately across the Kentucky River. It's right on the Kentucky River, just across.
But a tornado watch is in effect for all of Ohio, west of a line from Lorain to Columbus, and north of a line from Columbus through Dayton. That watch is in effect until 2 a.m. A tornado watch for the rest of the state expires at midnight.
What did you say about Xenia?
Well, Xenia has been declared a disaster area by Governor John Gilligan. He left Columbus immediately by car. The Ohio National Guard has activated more than 1,500 military personnel to assist Xenia. The Guard has sent medicopters to the city and says more will be dispatched. Cincinnati officials estimated damage at $15 to $20 million. We've also got tornadoes also touched down in London, Mason, Lebanon, Pisgah, Quartzsville, Cedarville, Westchester, Delhi, and Green Township, all in southwest Ohio, and at Ayersville near Defiance.
Thank you very much, Jack. We'll keep this on tap in case somebody only half heard it and wants to find out. Let's take another call here. This is Metz at WHAS. Hello.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
This is Grady Phillips. This would be in regards to the last guy's question. I have been to the Brownsboro Road in Indian Hills area, and they have canceled all voluntary works until daylight.
They don't want any volunteers tonight.
Right.
Thank you, Grady. It's good information.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Metz here.
Yes, could you tell me if you know if it's going to be any work for GE appliances in the morning?
At what time?
I imagine 7.
Well, I know there's nothing before 6.
Before 6?
We don't have any information on GE one way or another.
Oh, it'd be kind of hard to find out, too, on it.
Yes, unless one of their officials calls us or gets in touch with us at some time.
Okay.
I don't know of any damage that's been done to GE, but it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would hate to lead you astray.
Well, okay, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Metz here.
This is Mrs. Roger Despain, and I have called Campbellsville, Kentucky, which is where I'm from, and my mother and father live down there. My father is on the fire department. They do have the monitors there in the home. The Mansville section of the county is flattened. South Campbellsville has been flattened. They had hail bigger than golf balls. She said she went out with a box over her head and got some and put them in the deep freeze to show us when we go down. Out in Merrimack and different parts of the county was just completely downed, and it went through Greensburg, too.
Any report of casualties, ma'am?
She said there was one trapped in a barn that they didn't know about yet, and that one child was hurt. But as far as death, she wasn't sure yet that the count. She had been at the firehouse all evening, you know, making coffee and sandwiches. There had been no official death reported at this time, but there had been a lot of casualties, you know, I mean, as far as the injuries, I'd say. And the ambulance services were out, and rescue squads, and all the fire department members. And I do know a lot of people are from Campbellsville that are up in this area, and they would like to know about this. But she said it was worse than the home's been, which happened, I think it was 3 years ago now, in April.
Right.
And she said it was terrible down there, and I've talked to her 3 times tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Byron?
Milt, the severe thunderstorm warning for Breckinridge and Meade counties in Kentucky and Harrison and Floyd counties in Indiana has now been canceled. You can cancel that severe thunderstorm warning for Breckinridge and Meade counties in Kentucky, Harrison and Floyd counties in Indiana. However, the severe thunderstorm, although it has now moved through Breckinridge and Meade counties, is taking a more easterly course and is expected to move through western Bullitt County and Jefferson County, Oldham and Trimble counties, and Clark County in Indiana. This warning will remain in effect for Jefferson, Bullitt, Oldham, and Trimble counties, and Clark County in Indiana until 1:30 a.m. this morning. Again, to repeat, we have canceled, the Weather Bureau has canceled, the severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for Breckinridge and Meade counties in Kentucky and Harrison and Floyd counties in Indiana. But the severe thunderstorm, although it has moved through Breckinridge and Meade counties, is taking a course that is expected to take it through western Bullitt County and Jefferson County, Oldham and Trimble counties in Kentucky, as well as Clark County, Indiana. So our warning for these counties will be in effect until 1:30 this morning. Milt?
Hello, Metz here.
Milton?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Toby from here in Louisville. Earlier you had a call from a parent that I did not catch the name of, wanting information from the Kentucky School for the Deaf.
Yes, in Danville, ma'am.
Yes, in Danville. I have been trying to reach you ever since, even through emergency operators, and was unable to until now. I had just prior to that talked to Danville myself, to the nurse on duty at the switchboard there. The latest information that I have is that the School for the Deaf was struck all the way around within 3 miles, but the school itself has not been hit. The children are up, they are dressed, and being ready to be moved to the basements if they get the word that it is coming back again. There is no power, no electricity down there. They are working by candlelight. And the nurse on the infirmary, Mrs. Cheatham, told me that they were having a problem because of the weather forecast. Nothing was coming in. They had no portable radios there. So I called back here in... When I hung up, I called Louisville Civil Defense and Red Cross and asked them please to get in a telephone line or something to them. And he told me they would try to get the sheriff of that county to take some portable radios over there or something. But they had no way of getting the weather forecast. And this is all that I know. I feel like sharing it on your program will help at least 450 parents if they're tuning in, trying to call long distance and cannot reach there. Now, this was as of 11 o'clock that I talked to her. The tornado watch was to be lifted, and I have been listening to your program, to the news and everything, and I have not heard. Is the thing lifted, or can you find out for me?
What county is that, Mrs. Toby?
Boyle County, Danville.
Milton, I spoke with a newsman in Danville no more than 15 minutes ago, and from his description to me, they are still without power there for the most part and have been since about 7 o'clock this evening. He indicated to me about what Ms. Tolby has said, that the tornado, what of it there was there, hit a town south of Danville called Junction City, destroying some of the town, then moving on through some farmland there, doing quite a bit of damage to private residences. However, he made no mention of any problems at KSD and indicated to me that everything seems to be rather calm at that location now, except for the electricity being out, of course. Milton, I don't know about the cancellation of that watch or warning that was for the area. Do you?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Toby. I really don't know about that. But we would take it as good news that they're holding their own at the moment.
Yes, well, I am so glad that I got through to you to share what I did find out with the rest of the parents.
It was very good of you to do it, and most helpful, and I thank you, Mr. Toby.
Thank you so much.
Right on, ma'am.
Bye.
Good night. This is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, 585-2385 is my number.
Mr. Metz.
Right.
This is Frank Gitcher.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Is this Frank Jr.?
Yes, sir, it is.
How are you?
Just fine. I was wondering about Mayfield, Kentucky, if I was down there.
Maysville was under a tornado warning earlier tonight.
Did you say Mayfield or Maysville?
Mayfield.
Mayfield. I see. I thought you said Maysville. Mayfield, Kentucky, apparently has not suffered any great damage. Milton, I don't mean to butt in here, but we have no word to indicate that the counties down in that vicinity, Ballard, Mayfield, Caldwell, or any of the counties there have suffered any great amount of damage. However, I'd say it's entirely possible that any of the counties in western Kentucky, or for the entire state for that matter, could have suffered what is normal in heavy, severe thunderstorm activity. We have no reports of any injuries or death from the western part of the state.
Okay, thank
Sorry
you.
Not to have anything more definite, Frank.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Hello, Metz here.
Yes, this is Roger Barnett, Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Right.
And you were talking about the severe thunderstorm supposed to be hitting Carr County. We are experiencing that right now, high winds and heavy rains. And also, if there was any place that you were unable to reach about any kind of information, I'd be more than happy to help you find it, since we are on a different phone circuit over here.
It's hard to tell you. That's very helpful of you, sir. I would tell you to hold tight. And I really don't know. These things are not predictable. They're moving in strange manners, and you think they are gone, and they reinstitute a thunderstorm warning. You say right now, are you getting strong winds there in Clark County?
Right. We're having strong winds and real heavy rain right to present.
All right. Thank you for your offer.
Okay.
Right. Hello, 585-2385.
Yes, my name is George Jackson.
Yes, sir.
And I just got back from the Hanover, Madison, Indiana area, and we have some relatives up there, and I was able to get into the Hanover, Indiana area, and thought I'd give you a report on the damage that we saw there. Both schools, the high school and the elementary school, received extensive damage, and the subdivision directly across the street had, I would estimate, between 30 and 50 homes completely destroyed. It appeared the tornado moved in a path directly on over to Hanover College, and I didn't see the damage over there. We didn't have any relatives in that area, and so we stayed away from it. But we heard that it moved on up through the North Madison area and did also quite a bit of damage up there.
Good of you to report in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Metz here.
This is Kathy Wyatt from University of Louisville, and I was wondering, I heard over the radio station about all the public schools being closed and everything, but I was wondering about U of L itself. Have you heard anything at all?
No, we have had no word about U of L activities tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll probably have it early in the morning.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
All right. One of my colleagues from television, Don Ruark, is here, and he and a comrade have been in the eastern end of the county since this afternoon.
Have a seat here, Don, and we have had some reports about Crescent Hill specifically. Have you been elsewhere in the east?
We've just been out in the East End, the Worthington Fire Department District, Springdale Road, and it's really bad out there. A lot of homes destroyed. Just really leveled a lot of land.
You a young man?
Yes, sir. My name is Bill Moore. I'm with Worthington also. Out in the lime kiln and U.S. 42 area, it was the hardest hit. 71, I-71, to the Jefferson Freeway on the Brownsboro Road area and lime kiln area was the heaviest hit. Springdale Road was hit, but not hardly as hit as Lime Kiln Lane, which was the hardest hit with one fatality.
How? What part of Lime Kiln? Toward River Road or toward Brownsboro?
Towards River Road was the hardest hit. Towards Brownsboro Road was not as hardly hit as towards River Road due to the path that the tornado took up I-71.
Has the Volunteer Fire Department done anything in that area? Are they undoing?
Everyone's been out.
They've been patching up some houses with tarpaulins and plastic.
Roofs gone, patching windows, putting salvage covers over furniture and stuff. It's really...
They've been... the fire departments, both Heritage Creek and Worthington, along with Linden and St. Matthews, were all called into the area around 5 o'clock, 5:15. And ever since that time, they've been trying to help the State Department, State Highway Department, clearing the roads, which are really in badly right now in need of clearing.
You look like you've been doing some clearing yourself. You got a little dirt on you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That, Donnie. Thank you so much. Hello, Metz here.
Hello, this is Tom Condit.
Yes, sir.
And I live in the Louisville area, out in Butchel, not affected by the disaster this afternoon. And I was wondering, in the morning, when things sort of settled down, where you should go to volunteer to help clean up the
I'm told that, I don't know where the County Police A District is, tomorrow morning needs volunteers.
I see.
I'm not sure where A District is. It's not the headquarters downtown, but that's what I'm told.
And one other question. I'm a college student, and I haven't heard anything about any of the colleges being closed.
No, I don't have. I don't have anything on UL at all.
Okay, I'll listen in then tomorrow morning.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Hello, Metz here.
Yes, I would like to know if you have any information about any damage that might have been done in the Mohican Hills Court. Now, that is north of Brownsboro Road by up past Zachary Taylor.
Well, when you mention Zachary Taylor, you're mentioning a Chancy area that had been hit. Now, I can't give you a specific on that. Now, it's possible that somebody listening to us may have... direct knowledge of Mohican Hill.
Pardon?
Maybe somebody listening will know about it and give us a call.
All right. I have relatives there, and I can't reach them.
Yes. Well, you must remember that some 55,000 phones are out of order, and it may be only that.
But I did know that area was heavily hit, and I just thought maybe you had some information on it.
I don't have it on that particular area. Maybe we'll hear from someone.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, Matt's here at 585-2385. Hello?
This is Anita Fisher in Maryville. I just wanted to report that the storm is hitting here in northern Bullitt County at this time with very heavy winds and very very heavy rain.
Are you getting any hail there?
Well, I'm not sure just yet. It's coming down pretty hard right now. I believe there is some hail in it.
All right. Well, take precautions. It's just a severe thunderstorm warning.
Have you heard anything about the Elizabethtown area?
No, I don't have any word on that. Perhaps we'll hear shortly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Robin Hughes is here with some news, and let's see what this says. We have another call from Danville, which gives us the additional information that, additional to Danville, which we had heard about, Junction City and Danville have been without electricity since 7. A tornado touched down about a mile east of Junction City or 5 miles east of Danville. The unofficial report is that one has been killed and 25 injured. and the tornado watch is no longer in effect there in Danville. And we also heard that the youngsters at the Kentucky School for the Deaf at Danville were spared. And we had been told that they were dressed and prepared to go in the basement, but my information is that the tornado watch is no longer in effect there in Danville, and that the school had not been harmed. Now back to our calls. Hello.
Hello. I'm just calling to see if you all still have the tornado watch in effect for Louisville.
No, ma'am. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for parts of Jefferson County.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Pamela Davis. I caught the tail end of something about turning off your water heaters for fear of damaging heating elements or something.
That's right.
And I was wondering what it was all about. I didn't catch it all.
All right. We'll be glad to try to make it clear to you, though I have not a particularly technical mind. The idea is that without the service of the water, you may, if you leave your elements on, you may do damage to the electrical elements. If you have a gas heater, you are advised to turn it to the point where it indicates pilot, not necessarily off.
Yeah,
but turn it possibly in a right motion, but rightward, but you'll be able to see, and turn it to where it says pilot.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have an electrical one, you are supposed to utilize the circuit breaker or the fuse leading to the water heater.
I see.
Is yours electric or gas?
It's gas.
Well, then you are advised then to turn the indicator, which is at the base generally of your water heater, to indicate pilot.
I see. Well, is the water supposed to be draining out for some reason?
No, it's just that the pressure is low and we're running out of water until they repair the transformer, which had been hit, which had been given a direct hit at the pumping station. So they don't have the power, and the pressure is either very low or about out, though they're working very hard to restore it.
Okay, I see.
This is more for your protection, and of course, they would like you to conserve any water and not to stock up anything like that.
Yes. One more thing, this heavy thunderstorms that we're supposed to be having fairly soon, is there any threat of tornadoes in with that? Do they foresee any heavy thunderstorms after this one before the morning?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're saying. I don't know as they know. We don't have any word on that.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Anna Jones of Jefferson Town, and I would like to know about Stamping Ground, Kentucky.
I heard from the governor that Stamping Ground was hard hit.
Hard hit?
Yes, I don't know more than that, but there was extensive damage there, according to Governor Ford, who talked to me not 45 minutes ago.
I see. Well, thank you so much.
I'm sorry not to have anything more specific than that. Good luck. This is 585-2385. Hello, come in, please.
Hello, Matt.
Right.
Yes, I just would like to say that I do live in the Frankfort Avenue, and I was up in the area earlier this evening, up around Kennedy Court and up in that area, and a lot of the damage is really extensive, so, you know, unless you really have a reason to be in the Frankfort Avenue area, if you can stay, you know, someplace else, I would advise it, because I live in the Frankfort Avenue area, and it is pretty bad.
Is Kennedy Court right near Crescent Court there, around there?
I'm not sure. It's up near Ewing and Galt and Frank and Peterson up here.
Right.
It's over on the other side of the railroad tracks. It's
closer. Right. Thank you very much.
Okay, and another thing I want to know is it going to be necessary to take shelter with the thunderstorm?
No, but just be alert. You don't have to go for cover, but stay tuned to the station in case they upgrade it. Although we're not expecting it.
Well, if you would have to go to shelter, what would be the best place for the people in the Frankfort Avenue area?
Or any area? Do you have a basement?
Well, I'm on the ground floor of the apartment.
Well, do you have a basement you can go to in the apartment?
No.
Well, in that case, you would go to a very solid wall, not near a window where you could be hurt by flying glass, and get under a sturdy table against a wall.
Right. Okay.
Low.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Brian, do you have something?
Yes.
Byron, excuse me.
Yes, Milt. Folks who have
sons and daughters who attend Eastern Kentucky University at Richmond will be pleased to hear, I'm sure, that the university seemed to have been spared this afternoon, although two tornadoes were sighted near the university, Eastern Kentucky University.